This is the Ash London Live podcast.
I need to congratulate you straight away because I really believe that, and I'm not like sucking up. This music, I mean, the song is fire, but the music video is like the best I've seen in a very long time. This is taking me back to like the late 90s, early 2000s when the music videos were like everything. You have worked your ass off for this thing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That means a lot because, you know, obviously anybody that knows me knows that I'm very, very influenced and inspired by the 90s and the early 2000s. And I just feel like that's been the best era in music.
Ugh.
I always make a joke and say that I was born at the wrong time because I didn't really get to enjoy as an adult
all the things
that the 90s and the early 2000s had to offer. But thank you so much. That means a lot.
I have so many questions about the video because I was watching it like, how'd she do that? What do you mean? What's that about? So, first of all, the slide. Like,
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Because it's not just a camera trick. I can tell you're moving.
Yeah, I was moving. I wasn't all camera work.
Oh. You're going to tell me the secret?
Movie magic. No, but I was actually literally sliding across the floor. I was being pulled. Yes.
But you still look so like graceful and sexy.
Thank you. No, I was holding my center together. That's why I'm like, no, it wasn't just camera work. Like, I was actually putting forth an effort. I worked hard sliding across the floor.
That ain't easy.
Position, but make it look, you know, glamorous.
And when you're in the black outfit with the diamonds cut out, and you're like, how long did you have to hold those poses for? Because they're not easy poses. Like, you think, oh, she's lying on a staircase. No, you have to keep that core on, baby.
Especially the pose where I was on my, I was laying down on the table.
Yeah.
My butt in the air.
Yeah.
That pose, as easy as it looks, baby. I was cramping in my legs. Like, guys, if we're gonna film, let's do it now. Like, come on, like, we can't have too much time in between takes because I was, you know, once you get out of the pose and then you have to get back into it, sometimes it's worse. It's kind of like taking off a pair of heels and having those pumped back on, just makes it worse. So I'm like, let's do it. Nah, but that shit was harder. It was harder than it looked.
It was worth it. It was worth the pain because it looks so freaking good. And my final question, then it's all the questions I've done about the music video and I can sleep at night. The clamshell outfit. With these pregnant boobs, I mean, I would need a crane to keep it on. But you're young.
I'm not pregnant, but I understand the struggle.
Was it like super glued on? Like, what the?
No, it was actually, so this is all a part of the movie magic. It was actually a bra. So there was metal built on top of the bra, and we had straps. They were like transparent straps, clear straps. And we took it out in post.
Oh, I knew. That's so clever. You people, it was so clever these days. Okay, I feel better now. I feel better.
The weight that these boobs have,
yes,
it would have been impossible to try to glue them on to me.
Baby girl. You wait till if one day you decide to have a baby,
then
you'll understand a heavy breast.
I think about that. I'm like, are they going to get bigger?
Are they going to get bigger? And it was actually, because we assume, right, that when Normani and Cardi B get together, that it's some like big record deal. This guy or lady speaks to this person. But it was your stylist, which I think is like the coolest thing in the whole world, that was like, I'm going to hook this up for you.
No, between the three of us, we made that happen. Like, we played A-R for real. That was nothing that the label orchestrated between my label. It was simply me being like, hey, yo, we need to do something. Why have we waited so long? Like, let's just make something happen. And she brought up Wildside. And that was the record that I was already putting out as my first single, on top of the fact that I was already in rehearsal for about 3 weeks for the music video. So it made sense.
I love that. Because I think a couple of years ago, that wouldn't have been a thing. Like, I think maybe women especially were a bit more controlled by, labels and what they could do and who they could, and everything was a bit more kind of, no, you follow the process. But I think it's really cool that we are at a place now where you can just go, no, I'm gonna do this.
Don't get mistaken, we did have to fight though for it to end up happening. The way that it was orchestrated was simply just us being fans of each other, super fangirls of each other. But behind the scenes, like after we initiated the conversation of having the collaboration happen, like there is some things that we had to like go through to see that did happen. But that's why I love her, and I know that she rides for me because she fought to be a part of this special moment for me.
As it should be. I love that. I love the song. I love the video. I love you. Keep working your ass off. It's paying off, and it's so obvious that you all work so hard to kind of really do this, and we're all the richer for it. So you take care of yourself, Normani, and thanks for making time, and be well.
Thank you.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.